Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my god, Ross, total laid back.
There's a few familiar faces at rugby training in Willow this afternoon. One or two rock lads I remember from back in the day. We're talking Graham Kellogg's Kelligan. We're talking Trevor Tocchi O'Casey. We're talking Spunk, never knew first name, Miley. We're like watching our children fling the old shaved coconut around, and it's, you know, I'm going to use the word, random. I feel like a definite fish out of water here. Kellogg's, Tocchi and Spunk are standing in a little huddle together, and it's all in jokes and things whispered behind their hands and catchphrases and loud guffawing laughter. Typical rock stuff, I'm tempted to say. Hey, I'm not saying I'm any different with my old schoolmates. When it comes to sticking to what you know, there's no one like the Rossmeister. Chinos, Dubs and a light blue Ralph is practically a uniform for me. And if you tell me that you don't sell Heineken on draft, I'll turn my back on you and walk away before you can even say the words, "We have our own microbrewery." Surika's always telling me to like open my mind to new experiences, but I always think, why would I? I love my life. But then at the same time, I hate not being at the centre of things. Once a 10, always a 10, I suppose you could say. I think about maybe breaking the ice with a compliment about their kids, except their kids are poor. Tocchi's son can't throw the ball straight. Kellogg's son closes his eyes in terror every time he's about to be tackled, and Spunk's son has literally zero positional awareness. And I can't lie. Well, I can, very fucking easily, but not when it comes to rugby. Then Johnny, as in like my Johnny, throws a long looping skip pass that finds his brother Leo on the wing. "Whoa," the other dads go. Then Tocchi turns to me and goes, "Chip off the old block, eh, Ross?" I'm like, what? Because this is a dude I shoulder nudged at a Dublin Business School open day in 1999. He goes, "That was one of your signature moves, wasn't it?" I'm like, "Yeah, no, well remembered." And I can nearly hear myself smiling. "Your kids are great," Kellogg's goes. I think he's waiting for me to return the compliment. But like I said, I could tell Kellogg's that I was in love with him and make him believe it was true. But I couldn't tell him that his son was anything other than a physical and moral coward on the rugby field, albeit one who's only 6 years of age. So I say fuck all. Something amazing happens then, though. We start like talking, just shooting the shit about everything. Our marriages, our parents, our recent skiing holidays, the whole like pandemic thing. Where we're living, what we're driving, how much we all hate St. Michael's and wish they'd just like fuck off already. You know, we end up going around the world with our conversation about this, that and the other. I'm suddenly remembering what Surika said to me going out the door this afternoon. She was like, "Stop making strange, Ross. You're not a Castle Rock rugby player anymore. You're a Willow dad." Suddenly I hear myself go, "So, where do you tend to do your socialising?" Which is very odd because that would be like a famous chat up line of mine. Spunk looks at me like it's the most random question. "Used to be Kylie's," he goes, "and now it's the bridge, same as you." And I'm thinking, fuck, have I really been that blinkered? Am I so caught up in my own little Castle Rock world that I didn't even notice that for 20 years I've been drinking just yards away from these dudes, who are all sound, by the way? I literally could be talking to Christian, Ushin and JP here. "We're all heading out for a few beers tomorrow night," Tocchi goes, "if you fancy it." I'm like, yeah, no, that sounds cool. "The bridge," Kellogg's goes, 8 o'clock. I'm there, yeah, no, I'll see you there, dudes. So we end up exchanging numbers as our kids come off the pitch. Then I head back to the car with my head literally spinning. People talk about multiculturalism. This is it multiplied by 10. 60 seconds later, I'm pulling out onto the rock road, and that's when it happens. The kids start singing. Brian first. "Rock boys are we. Our title is our glory. Then the other two dopes join in, fearless and bold, whatever the danger be. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to concentrate on the road here. Onward we go, to flinch or falter never. Suddenly, old feelings of bitterness and hatred are stirred up in me. I'm there, seriously, I'm going to drive the car into a fucking lamppost unless you stop. Rock boys are we, the blue and white forever. Then, I swear to fuck, they start again, from the top. Rock boys are we, our title is our glory. Petty as this sounds, I start singing Castle Rock Uberales at the top of my voice to try to drown them out. I'm going, Castle Rock boys are we, there is nothing that we fear. Fearless and bold, they continue going, whatever the danger be. Bold and courageous we march, I go, danger will faze us never. Onward we go, to flinch or falter never, they go. I'm there, we'll shy from battle never, we need our Lebensraum. Rock boys are we, they go, the blue and white forever. I'm like, we'll take the Rhineland and the Sudetenland. When they start again from the beginning, I suddenly swerve into a parking space. This is in the middle of, like, Blackrock Village, and I slam on the brakes. I whip out my phone, and I send Kellogg's a text. It's just like, something's come up, can't make tomorrow. Then I phone Surika. She's in, like, brown sugar, having, I don't know, something done to her. I tell her that I've left her kids in the car, and she can drive them home herself. I open the window a crack, like you do for dogs. Then I head to the Mad Hatter for a pint. I'm like two mouthfuls into the thing when Kellogg's texts me back. He's like, pity. And there's a real, we can never know each other's world vibe to it. And I'm there, you know, pity all right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.